More than 6 million Ukrainians have fled their country since Russia's invasion in February. While most of those refugees made their way to neighboring European countries, some are now living in the U.S. PBS Wisconsin's Marissa Wojcik spoke with one woman about her difficult decision to leave.
Varya Druzhina is like any other six-year-old girl. Every morning, she gets ready for school with the help of her parents. Her mom is there to pack her backpack, but her dad has to check in from thousands of miles away. Varya has only had this odd routine for nearly 3 months, ever since she and her mother escaped Ukraine. They came to Madison, Wisconsin, to stay with friends. Her mother, Anya Mikhailova, video calls her husband, Sasha, Varya's father, back in Ukraine every morning.
So beautiful dress.
And same as if he were here with them. Accompanies Varya and Anya on the half-mile walk to school.
I had perfect life. I had everything. I have family. I have husband. I have perfect, best daughter.
Have a good day, kiddo.
I couldn't accept this new reality. The Russian army came. It was forced decision. And we can't decide by ourselves what we will do, where we will live, how we will live. They decided for us. My husband, he asked every day, you should leave. You should leave, please. You should leave. I saw a picture of a dead girl on internet, and she was the same age like my Varya. And I thought it could be my kid too.
They made it to the U.S. on March 3rd. But more than anything, Anya wants to return home.
I'm here only because of Varya. I think if I didn't have Varya, I would be in Ukraine with my husband, with all my family.
But she's also seeing things through her young daughter's eyes.
She said, yes, I miss home, but I want to live too, to have real life.
Anya's Russian relatives refuse to believe the reality of the war.
I have relatives in Russia, in Rostov, and they didn't believe. They didn't believe me. I sent pictures from my apartment. When it will touch them personally, I think they will wake up.
Without knowing the future, Anya endures.
We need to be strong. We will win. Everything will be okay. We rebuilt everything.
For PBS News Weekend, I'm Marissa Wojcik in Madison, Wisconsin.